NA has confirmed that unidentified gunmen in speedboats took the workers after boarding a company supply boat and then climbing aboard an offshore oil production facility. The company says those taken were Nigerian, Polish, and Filipino citizens, and one Nigerian worker was injured. Nigerian security officials contacted for this report were not able to confirm the details of the attack. The kidnapping follows a hostage-taking Saturday in which seven Shell Company workers were taken and held for 2 days. Militant group Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, but it is still unclear who was behind the attack Friday. Militants claim they are fighting for more local control of the region's oil wealth. They have launched a campaign of kidnappings and attacks. The recent attacks follow a 5-month ceasefire after the inauguration of new President Umaru Yar'Adua. Mr. Yar'Adua promised in his inauguration speech to address grievances in the turbulent region. Port Harcourt-based Nonviolence in the Niger Delta organization head Kennedy West has been working to create dialogue between the militants and the government. He says the attacks make it difficult for those militants who want to negotiate.
They have started kidnapping even the Nigerians. They started kidnapping kids. They started kidnapping grandmothers and old women and fathers. They started kidnapping their very selves. And I wonder how the government will want to look at it.
In the past year, kidnappings have begun to extend beyond oil workers to other foreigners and family members of politicians. Experts say the hostage-taking has become a money-making affair. West says he's optimistic about the new government, but worries they are still not listening to the militants' demands.
I believe that the government ought to do more effort. The government ought to talk to them face-to-face or allow them to appoint people that they felt that could represent them in the dialogue.
NA produces 50,000 barrels of oil per day. Nigeria's Africa's top oil producer, but militant attacks have cut production in recent months. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.